and welcoming us to the brand new week on Culturefile, it's comedian and writer Maurice Gohan, who somehow or other has found time to watch the television lately. And like so many Liveline listeners, she's been watching aghast the Tristan and Isolde of small town Ireland, Connell and Marianne in Normal People. Maurice, however, has so far resisted the impulse to ring in and rant because, well, that's what her isolation diary is for.
2 months into lockdown and we've been granted a respite. Something to connect us while dividing us. Distracting us while opening our eyes. Normal people hit the airwaves. The sex. The depression. The lad from the sausage ads. We haven't felt excitement like this since the 1916 Rising. The show is an adaptation of the best-selling book by Sally Rooney. I liked the book. I didn't love the book. I read it quickly, then put it down and never thought about it again. Which is fine. Books are subjective. We read them through our personal lens, so some things click and others don't. Regardless, though, there's no denying Sally Rooney is very talented. And also, it's just lovely to have someone Irish become so successful on a world stage. The last person we had was Conor McGregor. Our reputation needed this. The show is full of long stares and mumbling, and Marianne asking, "Am I weird?" And Conal looking down at his shoes. Conal is a good guy though, and we know that because he says, "We can stop if it hurts." The bar has been set so low that that makes us women swoon.
Oh, to see without my eyes.
Conal's mother was played by a woman who is maybe 3 years older than him. And she said mad stuff like, "I know you're riding her." Which was absolute nonsense. Most Irish mothers will believe their sons are virgins, even after they've had children. Most people aren't talking about those character holes, though. They're talking about the S-E-X. Normal People is 85% sex and 15% anxiety. I personally didn't have a problem with the fact that the sex scenes showed sex. I know a lot of people did. The people complaining about the sex scenes to Joe Duffy, what were you doing watching the show in the first place? Was Wheel of Fortune not on the RTÉ player? This show isn't for you. If something is clearly not for you, don't still watch it and then actively complain that it wasn't for you. The Venn diagram of people who call into Liveline and the people who watch Normal People should be two separate circles. There shouldn't be an overlap. Yes, watching Conal get naked while you're in lockdown with your granny isn't ideal, but that's showbiz, baby. What I had a problem with was the South Dublin vilification. There's a character in the show called Jamie who has a South Dublin accent and he's not a good guy. He says things like, "You're poor, mate," and throws glasses of wine against walls. And he never redeems himself, instead remaining this poor man's Patrick Bateman throughout the show. I'm not trying to be obtuse. I know some people from South Dublin are like that. When I was 14, I heard two other 14-year-old boys argue over whose school cost more, Blackrock or Michael's. And you'd swear they're paying the $5,000 a year themselves through their own blood, sweat and hard work. During their argument, one of them pointed at me and said, "Her school costs nothing," and they laughed. And I'm sure they're both now working for Deloitte in jobs their dad got them and married to women they don't satisfy in any capacity. Some stereotypes are true for some people, but not for all of us. The media characterization of South Dublin people as snobby, privileged idiots is discrimination, and it needs to stop. Now, at this point in my rant, I'd like to hold my hands up, call a spade a spade. I have the voice. I have a South Dublin accent. I'm speaking it right now. I get it. It's annoying. It's grating. I sound like Jamie. Like I could shout out, "You're poor, mate," to my girlfriend's friend over pasta supper in Italy. I get it. But I'm not from a rich family. My parents never owned BMWs or had glamorous affairs. The suburbs of South Dublin contain multitudes. As someone who grew up there, let me tell you, and I want you guys to just go with me on this, I know people from South Dublin who pick up their litter, who don't play piano. Some have never even been on a ski holiday. Who don't shout, "You're poor, mate," because they're poor, mate. Instead of Jamie shouting out, "You're poor, mate," maybe they could have had him shout out, "Yes, my socio and economic views are shaped by the culture I was raised in, but also my accent isn't a shortcut into my background and opinions, mate." And then he could have bought Conal a coffee, and the real love story would have been friendship instead of smut. Then poor Joe Duffy could have had a lie-in.
Maurice Gohan there on unrepentant Southsiderphobia and other shortcomings of TV's normal people.